Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know, we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right, you too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Bruce Reynolds, thank Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. Let's fucking party. It's Friday. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's the number one morning show in the land. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake in the house. International superstar Zach Amico is here. What's up, kid?
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, yeah.
My mic on? Okay.
Your mic's on. Your mic's on.
I feel good.
Test it out. Give me, trash me. Go ahead. Say something mean about me.
You are the most Louis J. Gomez you could possibly be.
Wow. That is fucking hurtful. And real ass.
You interpret that one the way you want.
Here we fucking go. It is Friday. It is the end of the week for some of you guys out there. Hopefully you guys have had a great week. We are live here on the Gas Digital Network. If you guys don't know, we're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern. You guys can watch live and free. No subscription necessary. No sign-in necessary. Simply go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. You can watch the live stream in standard definition. Absolutely free. If you guys want to support the show, though, you can subscribe directly to Gas Digital Network. You get the premium service. Premium service gives you recording right after they're done. There's no waiting period because it usually takes a few days to go to iTunes or Google Play. It also gives you access to the complete on-demand library. You get the latest 20 shows on iTunes, YouTube, and everywhere else. But if you guys want access to the thousands of hours of content that are exclusive to Gas Digital, all of the Real Ass Podcasts, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me Podcast, Gomez Watches Seinfeld, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, The Thing Is Ding, and many, many more, use that promo code RAP. This is the last couple weeks where you could actually get a 14-day free trial. That's going away. That's going away in April. It's only a 7-day free trial for new members starting in April. So take advantage of that right now. And yeah, let's get into the show. Two incredible guests, as always. Love having these guys on together. You guys might know him as a regular here on this show. Also, his TikTok is blowing up. Figgy the Kid on TikTok. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mike Figgs.
Hey, how you doing? Oh. What's going on, this fucking guy? Hey.
Is your credit being guy. On this show?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the biggest thing.
Every time I go, I was on the Realist Podcast 5 times. I'm like, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
It's a big deal, dude. I'm going to tell you right now. It's a fucking huge deal. Also, very happy to have back on the show. You guys might know him from the In Godfrey We Trust podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Andre Kim.
Hey back. Now. Yeah. What's up, bitches?
Hey now, you're an all star.
Hey, what's up, man?
Get your game on.
I'm hammered. Hey. What's up?
Go. Yeah. Are you drunk already?
No.
No. You guys are drinking, though. You guys, this is a little bit of a party vibe here in the morning. People start
getting St. Patty's Day.
Get comfortable, this fucking guy. Yeah. You look like a Fortnite character with that gay hoodie. Take it off, you fucking half a gay. Come on. Get comfortable like here.
Yeah, you can.
Look, we're going to give the Italians a segment on today's show, obviously. Don't worry. The Italians
I'm just
are...
being me. What are you talking about? I like breaking balls and breaking bread.
The Italians are going to be coming later on today. We have a lot to talk about today. Let's get our plugs out of the way now. I just want to get into this fucking show. We started almost on time today, only 5 minutes late. It's a big deal. Dylan's leaving the show. This is his last show, so we have to discuss that. Today we have to figure out who his predecessor is going to be.
I'm fucking out. Where you going?
I think you
to
mean
the top, baby.
His replacement.
No, no, no. His predecessor would have been the before him. Yeah, I'm trying to figure who that was.
Okay.
Who was that?
Nate.
Was it Nate? Was Nate his predecessor?
Yeah.
Oh, Nate was so good.
Nate was
nobody hated Nate.
No one.
His name rhymes with hate.
Lewis.
You know how easy it would have been to say, I hate Nate?
You know what? You know how it rhymed with? The drugs he got were great.
Oh, a lot came across my plate. So
made it easier to rape your date.
Let's get a rape. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Mike Figgs, what do you got to plug? What you plugging?
Figgy the Kid on TikTok. Check me out, especially if you're under 16. A lot of content for the under 16-year-olds there on TikTok. Also, Anchor Tavern, the 28th. I'm going to be there with my pals, Joe Liz, Mark Norman. I never met them, but I'm going to be there with my pals.
Have you never met them?
Never met them before.
Are you kidding me?
I got lucky because I know the owner of the restaurant. Check it out, Anchor Tavern. Get your tickets now.
That's hilarious that you've never
met them. No, I met Mark Norman. I love Mark, but I never met Joe.
All right, well, you know what? First time for everything. Here we go. Yeah. Go check out Joe Liz and Mark Norman and Figgs, who's plugging.
I'm doing a 5-minute set. 5 minutes.
He's hosting at a restaurant.
He's going to be barbacking.
He's plugging
here. I'll be bringing bread to the table. 28th Live. Check it out.
Also, Andre Kim, what's going on? What do you got to plug,
what's
my
up,
friend?
Man? Check me out on Instagram at Andre the Comedian. So much funny content. So much funny stuff going on there. And check out laughhard.com, LAFFhard.com for my tour dates and some merch. And yeah, man.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. And just check out my shows here on the network. This one, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. And bye, guys. We're in finance Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. and Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings.
Check out all my pods. You guys know what's up. I really want you to check out Gomez Watches Seinfeld. People are loving it. They really are. It's a really great show. The dynamic is great. It's me and my sister just reviewing another episode of Seinfeld. We had never watched Seinfeld before, and we are now on season 2, episode 6, going into this week. So you guys can get that everywhere you get podcasts. But obviously, you know Legion of Skanks and Believe You Me and all that other stuff. Live dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com for my tour dates. I'm gonna be all over the place. Fairfield, Connecticut with Zach Amico, March 26th. That's next Friday. The next month, April 15th, I'll be in Boca Raton, Florida with Kurt Metzger at the Boca Black Box. Then we're at Side Splitters in Tampa on the 16th and 17th. And then me and Metzger are going down to Port St. Lucie, Florida. I have a really hard time saying that town. Port St. Lucie, Florida on Sunday, April 18th. Then I'm going to be in Cleveland with Zach Amigo Thursday, April 29th. Going to probably get another date or two in that area at the very least. And then on Friday, May 21st, the Farm Marlborough, Connecticut. This is going to be a cool outdoor show. Love this fucking venue. Really, really cool. Love these guys. So shout out to Comedy Craft Beer and Wine and More. Vegas is coming up. Austin's coming up, I believe, with the Legion of Skanks sometime either in May or June. Lots of dates. So make sure you guys come and fucking support me while I'm out on tour. Follow all my social medias. Follow my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. We got to give away another prize, Dylan. I don't know what to give away next month.
Dylan.
What if we give a date with Dylan away? And if you could do whatever you want with him on that date. So if you want to beat him up with your friends, that's okay too. Dylan, would you do that? Would you give away a date with you?
They would have. We gotta hit like a goal then, like 1,000 viewers or something.
1,000 viewers, and they get a date with Dylan.
Sure.
We'll fly Dylan wherever you are.
We should fly them.
One night out.
You do the travel.
No, dude, you're traveling.
Ridiculous. It's like I have to also fly.
You should be happy. Should be happy. A lot of black box jokes in the chat right now. Very, very mature, guys. Very mature races live chat. Yeah, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And grab our merch, podcastmerch.com. You get all the merch for the Real Ass Podcast and all the other shows here on the network. All right.
Fucking guy, bro. One can.
Shout out to go get them beer. Can you guys
one
get these guys some beers?
Can we get some beer?
It's
under
this fucking sheet cake that someone brought from Costco. There's more beer down there. This guy got a fucking sheet cake in.
Get these guys some fucking beers.
I brought you cheese from Alter Ave. If you'd like to have some,
you brought me cheese. I can have it. I'm allowed after 2 o'clock. I'm doing intermittent fasting from 2 to 8 now.
This me too. I broke it today, but I was doing it from 1.
1 to 8.
Yeah, I haven't eaten anything, but I've been drinking.
Yeah, no,
that's
not
count,
that,
right?
That, yeah, it definitely counts. I'm having black coffee with a little bit of stevia. That's it. That's nothing. No calories.
All right, well.
0 calories.
I fucked up my fast today, but please.
You fucked up.
Have some cheese. It's fresh.
I'm going to have it after 2 o'clock. I'm going to bring it home with me. Don't you worry.
All right.
What a you still sober?
Not sober. I am alcohol sober. No, I don't want the cheese, Dylan. Take the cheese out and don't get them Mick
what
Ultras.
What kind of animals eat on the air?
Yeah,
stop. What kind of pieces of shit would we be?
Yeah.
To eat I think we
ate that whole episode that we did, Zach. People liked it. Thank you. No, the best part was when your mouth is full of bread.
No respectful broadcaster eats while they're on the air.
That is true. That is true. Are you taking shots at me right now?
I'm making fun of us. Yeah, you're always fucking eating. Episode.
I have eaten on air. I have. I will give you that. That is probably my lowest point. But
those ribs from the stand, bro. They're fucking good.
The problem is sometimes you show up right on time, you got to start that show, and then there's a free dinner waiting for you. What are you going to do? You know, fuck it. You know what? It's been a minute.
Break the cheese out.
That's not
what you're going to say? Oh, I thought you were going to be like, you know what? Yeah, it made me feel good. I'm come bearing gifts. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to break it.
I got really excited. Cheese so badly.
I just want you to taste it. It's so fresh.
You're just such a waiter by nature. Parmesan Reggiano.
Wait, hold on. I got straws in my pocket. Here you go.
It's the return of everyone's favorite segment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to find out what my guests are snacking on. What you snacking on?
Which later.
Shannon.
It'll be there in post.
Where's the fucking intro?
I don't have it in this package.
How do you not have it in the package? Wow. It's what we have. God fucking damn it, Shannon.
It's pretty bad.
Boom shakalaka!
Nice. Blame Shannon.
Come on, Shannon.
It'll be there after.
Come on, Eileen. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well,
Eileen,
dead air.
Eileen was the name of the girl, the hottest girl ever, who used to work at my mom's hair salon that my mom worked at.
Is that the girl whose pube you think you jerked off with?
Oh, yeah. What I would do is I would go in the bathroom at this hair salon. It was all hot chicks that worked there.
Yeah.
Sometimes there'd be pubes that are left on the bowl, on the toilet bowl, on the seat.
No dudes. So okay.
I'm just saying, it was like 90% women. So I was taking my chance. So I would take the pube and I'd put it
like
in my mouth.
Like a fucking forensic artist? You would just go in there picking up the pubes with gloves?
I'd pick it up and I'd put it in my mouth. And I like it was a piece of wheat and I was a farmer.
Like it was the Eucharist. You were just letting it dissolve?
And then I would just let it sit on my tongue and then I'd beat off.
No, he would put it on his lip like a tiny cigarette.
Yeah.
Oh. Just jerk it?
Yeah, just jerk it.
Sick fuck, but you know
at
what?
His mom's work.
You're not hurting anybody.
At my mom's work to Eileen, who was a goddamn angel. I mean, the fact that she was maybe 20, 21 at the time, I was maybe 11 or 12. So she's a decade older. This bitch is almost 50. It breaks my heart.
No matter what she looks like, though, you would totally fuck Eileen now.
I was going to say, where is she now?
I don't know. Who knows where she's at? She's
you
the one that got
that.
Away.
I don't like that name. That's a nun name.
She was so hot that I guarantee you she's so hot. It's impossible that she's not
she
hot.
Had one leg.
Let's Google her. Put up Eileen's pubes. See what comes out. Do it, Dylan. You fuck it. Your last day.
Right over.
I thought I was getting pranked.
Right over Figs' head.
I liked it.
You get it? You get it?
What'd you say?
Since she has one leg.
Eileen.
No, I'm drunk.
She leaned.
I get it. Very good. Okay.
He catches guys up.
So, all right. So, look, in this segment, we find out simply, what are you snacking on? What you snacking on? We're snacking on right
some,
now.
Broccoli.
Some broccoli.
Yeah, I know it sounds boring, but you know, a lot of vitamin C.
Raw broccoli or cooked broccoli?
Steamed.
Is it better to be raw? Is it better to be cooked? Who knows?
I like a little crunch.
I like a little
al dente. You know, al dente is not bad.
I like it steamed. You know what I mean? Dip it in some ranch.
Well, when you cook it, does it get rid of some of the nutrients? Because they say raw vegetables.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I don't know, but you don't surprise me that you fucking munch on broccoli.
Fucking broccoli muncher over here.
Panda. Trying to be healthy. You know what I mean? I know it's a boring answer, but.
Hard boiled egg and cellophane on the train.
Kimchi? A little kimchi? Are you fuck?
I try to be healthy.
Sober. You look good.
You're sober. Good for you. Yeah, well, you're not sober. No, I'm watching you drink beer.
You're high as fuck. Look at his eyes.
You're hot.
I haven't smoked in a while, yeah. I got a half hour sleep last night. It's good. Everything's fine.
Hunter's got the best voice.
The best voice, man.
What's going on? I'm just eating some broccoli.
Oh, what the fuck? Not even eating broccoli. A little bit of respect here. Oh.
It's like manly Justin Silver.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Andre Camp. I don't speak talk. I eat them.
Black guys like me. I don't know why, but black guys like me. Oh, stop
I'm Andre
Asian
Kim.
Hate.
I eat dog.
Whoa, stop Asian hate. What the fuck is this? Oh.
One of my show, Dogs of the City, on the Food Network.
I'm the only guy that brought soup. Mike brought cheese. Zach brought beer. I brought soup. What do you know?
So, what are you snacking on? What you snacking on?
I don't know. I made a charcuterie board the other day.
You made a charcuterie board?
Yeah, man.
How do you do that? So, I mean, isn't that like just saying, give me some prosciutto, give me some fucking...
Yeah, but I made it. You know, I did it nice. You put a little, almonds on it, A little paprika, olive oil.
It was for your fucking big booty chick?
It was all for me. No, it was just me by myself. You? I ate it by myself. You know, it was only half a pound. You know, half a pound of deli cuts. I have high blood pressure, this by the way.
This nigga had a bag of M&M's and some bacon.
He's going to and I put raisins board. On it. And I was like, a charcuterie.
Yeah.
I had a fucking trail mix.
Why would you make your own charcuterie?
No, I made it for me and my chick. We both enjoyed it. It was a little snack. It was a little snack.
A little snack. That is, I never thought about making a charcuterie.
Oh, it's the easiest thing. And bitches go fucking crazy. So easy. Bitches go crazy.
Yeah, I did that. We were waiting for food to come yesterday, so I didn't do it. I should have put it on a little board or something. I could have made it a little. If I would have done it up, because I sliced up pears, sliced up some cheddar cheese.
Nice.
Then I had some of those Asiago cheese crisps. So ooh. They're like crackers made out of cheese with some hummus. And that's a classy little fucking spread.
Yeah, if you put that out like nice on one board,
yeah.
You would have got double credit.
No, I just threw everything on the table.
You, just threw it you and your it. Lady?
Me and my lady.
You and Sheba? You and Sheba Mason?
It was me and Sheba. Yeah.
Fucking hot, dude.
That's only something you do if you got a bitch. A charcuterie board?
Yeah, of course. I mean? You do it by yourself.
You married Sheba Mason, we would have to bring five people each to your wedding.
I love it. Yeah, so dude. Snacking, you made a charcuterie board.
Yeah, man. I've been stacking on deli meats, but I got to stop.
What are the deli meats? What do you put on the charcuterie board? Describe it.
Soprasat. It was mortadelle. And it was prosciutto.
Prosciutto.
And I had a little bit of pepper jack.
Why don't you say the O? I had an argument with somebody recently.
I say prosciutto. I'm acting like an asshole. Prosciutto. If you say prosciutto, you're a fucking asshole.
You're a dickhead.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a Sicilian. So specifically, Sicilian Italians drop the last vowel in things.
Yeah. I even learned that capicola. I just learned this. Okay. I'm the Italian guy. I just learned this. Capicola is gabagool. They don't say capicola. They just go, oh, gabagool. Fucking Sharippa's going to come in here, and he's going to be like, oh, gabagool.
Gabagool is the same thing as capicola.
Yeah, it's capicola.
The gabagool podcast.
I thought gabagool was...
And capicola are two different things?
Two different things.
No, same shit. Thing. What's in it? I have no fucking idea.
And honestly, I don't really like it. You like it?
No, I'm not a big fan. I like the mortadelle, and I like
salami. I don't know
salami.
The difference between any of this. I like it all. I like it all.
I like it all pretty much, too.
Yeah. There's not an Italian meat or a cheese that I'm going to be like, that sucks.
Yeah, you just mix it all up, and it tastes like one
dude.
Thing.
Give me a fucking olive. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's party.
Yeah, it's like Taco Bell. It's like, all right, yeah, you're just naming... You're calling the same thing eight different things.
You're going to shit blood no matter what afterwards. That's it, period.
Zach, what are you snacking on?
Hard pretzels and mustard.
Hard pretzels and mustard.
I am a 55-year-old man.
Yeah, so you take like hard crackery pretzels.
Like the sourdough, like the big pretzels.
Oh, okay, the bread
You're just
one.
A guy who's in the stands at all times. You're just at an event.
No, so that makes sense. If you get a fucking big doughy pretzel, you dip it into some mustard. But what pretzel are you talking about?
Like they're like this big. They're like the hard sourdoughs.
Yeah,
I just remember me and my fat sister. We used to get boxes of frozen pretzels.
Yeah, he's eating them frozen. He's not putting them in the fucking air.
Is that what it is?
No, they sell them in like bags.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're supposed to cook. They're big, hard, crunchy pretzels in bags.
No, man, they're regular snacks. You fuck.
Where do you get them? The store?
He's like they're in bags. The and store. There's ice chips all around them.
I mean, Zach does have a utility belt that has condiments on it, so he's got mustard. Ketchup, mayonnaise.
And spicy brown mustard.
Right there.
I got yellow on this side, spicy brown on the other. I'm like a cowboy.
Yeah, I get it, man. That's delicious.
You like Dijon or no?
Sorry, I'm a spicy brown mustard guy.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Cool.
It's the elite mustard.
All right. You eat frozen pretzels. You need to help your boy.
Now, is there a lot of salt on this pretzel? Sometimes pretzels could be too salty. You know what I mean?
You know what I don't get? When you see people order pretzels with no salt.
Like,
what is going on with you?
They have high blood pressure and they need to stay off the salt.
You need to fucking chill.
But don't
dude.
Get a pretzel.
Yeah, it's not a pretzel. It's not that's not your treat, doggy.
Yeah, it's just bread.
That's not your treat.
It's not good. Eat some broccoli.
Yeah, I mean, you're eating a fucking saltless pretzel like a psychopath.
Yeah, you got to drench it with mustard then at that point.
Yeah, maybe.
I think what makes it a pretzel too is the shape when they bend it into that, you know what I mean? That fucking whatever.
Pretzel. You mean a pretzel?
The shape is called pretzel.
You mean the pretzel shape, Andre?
He's like, yeah, you know anything where it's like looking in loop de loops, you know what I mean? You tie your shoes, you know what I mean? What is that thing called?
Yeah, it goes this way, it goes that way, I can't tell. It's up like, and down, left and right.
Like, the little white thing is too much salt. I scrape them off. I take a knife and I scrape off the salt. You get it anyway.
Why is my snack ashy?
You have the voice of a disgruntled worker.
I do, yeah. You know.
Yeah, it's kind of your job, son of a bitch.
I got the voice. I was supposed to get health insurance, but I only work 39 hours.
$10 this week, but you know, if I worked 40, I would have got full health insurance. But you know, what are you gonna do over here? Local six. Shout out to local six.
That's a fucking volunteer firefighter voice.
I got a union, you know what I mean? Yeah. Benefits are not too bad. You know, I got AT&T, I get 15% off, you know, my wireless bill. But anyway,
yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say?
Sounds like Jim Florentine.
Florentine. There's something else there. Think of another Asian Jim Florentine joke. We'll edit it.
Kim Florentine?
Kim Florentine like would have been better.
You're the baby Jim Florentine's dead Asian girlfriend would have had.
Jesus fucking Christ, Zach.
Shit.
What I got
the
there.
Fuck.
Is it true?
Holy
if it's true,
shit.
It's horrible.
He gets around to do the week for that joke.
That's some deep comedy gossip. One might feel he's
red, he's a real ass dude. That's how a joke gets workshopped here on the Real Life Podcast. You gotta throw shit out, find what works.
My favorite thing that I've been eating lately has been Muscle Maker's Grill. I live off of Muscle Maker's Grill.
What the fuck is that?
It's a
Jersey thing, right?
It's in Jersey. They have them in the city as well. They might have closed down in the city since. Do they still have them, doggy? It's just the good fucking shit. Bomb, doggy. Mm. The bomb diggity doggy.
It's just grilled chicken, pretty much.
Yeah, they got it all.
They got it all. Sounds like grilled chicken and beans.
Dylan, you can speak. It's your last show.
Do you get the burger, dude? That shit's fire.
I haven't fucked with a burger because I'm always trying to do low carb. So I get the Godfather,
which
is actually.
It's like revving
don't
up a bike.
One or two. Come on. Three don't even vote.
Don't even bring that up.
Count. Straight to Netflix, number three. It's in the fucking bin. I got Godfather 3 for only $1.99 at Kohl's. Let me fucking start it. Dylan, go ahead. Talk about your impossible burger, you half a gay. What happened? You had a Beyond Burger, you fucking fag? Sorry, Dylan. Actually,
shit. No, I.
Wait. So why is this Dylan's last show? I'm still confused.
Yeah. What did you do?
Hold on. I'm discussing what I'm snacking on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's broccoli. It's mushrooms. It's peppers. Balsamic and chicken. Okay, now Dylan.
Wait, and that's called the Godfather?
It's called the Godfather.
It's fucking disrespectful.
That's fucking. You didn't say one
right
meat.
Look at that.
Yeah. What?
Chicken.
That looks like a Tuscan thing.
It's phenomenal.
That's the God
one of those vegan things.
It's phenomenal. No. There's fucking chicken on it. There's mushrooms.
So you're snacking on broccoli
like
too.
Fucking lean cuisine.
Yeah,
Don't say
broccoli. My broccoli's my bread, doggy.
Yeah.
My broccoli's my bread.
All right.
But you're also, you'd be weird to be eating uncooked bread, like just shoving it into your mouth.
That's true.
In a park. That's somewhere true. Playing chess. That's what I imagine.
That's true. What about homeless?
Trying to sell me baby turtles.
Yeah, no, the homeless. Broccoli and chess? That's a homeless guy.
Hey, my friend, you look like you're in the market for a Mogwai.
If I win, you're going to give me ranch. That's all I want is ranch.
You can't feed this thing after midnight. Trust me.
Hey, you want some cigarettes? What are you doing?
Hold on. Castle. All right. Your move, pal. Yeah, no, I moved the rook to D5. Anyways, you ever heard
of Andre just lived his life like a generic Chinatown Asian? But he just talks like this.
DVDs, I got DVDs. He wants roses. What are you doing, guy? He wants a bottle.
All new movies.
I've been doing yoga forever. It's not called yoga. It's shimshi.
What is it called, this shit?
Tai Chi.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shimshi.
Shimshi.
Everyone.
Shimshi. That's what Zach likes to spend his weekends with. Shimshis. Shimshi.
Lewis Snake or Rattlesnake.
There you go. Rattlesnake.
All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank Black Buffalo for supporting today's show. What up, Black Buffalo? How you doing?
I'm doing real good, man. Thank you for supporting us. I love the Real Ass Podcast, and I'm real happy to get my support.
Black Buffalo is the guy who sells me Lucy's outside of my local deli, and if you guys want Lucy's as well, go see Black Buffalo.
Man, hold on. I got eight cops on me right now in a chokehold.
Come on. Let me know this. For serious now, if you're over the age of 21 years old and you dip tobacco, pouches or long cut, you have to try Black Buffalo alternative tobacco. It really is everything you love about dipping, including pharmaceutical-grade nicotine, just without the actual tobacco leaf or stem. It's dip that's literally made out of edible green leaves and a simple list of ingredients. Zach, you're loving your Black Buffalo.
Every day, yeah. People who watch show, you know I dip, and I switched over to Black Buffalo, and really enjoy it. It's got a real bite and gets you going.
I'm going to call you Zach Buffalo.
I'll take it.
Hell yeah, dude. Zach Buffalo next to me, my new co-host on the Real Ass Podcast. Try it out. They sell exclusively on their website, blackbuffalo.com, and it is available in both long cut and pouches. Make sure when you go to blackbuffalo.com, use the promo code REAL25 at checkout. You're going to save 25% off your first order. Blackbuffalo.com. Go grab some right now. Use that promo code REAL25 for 25% off. You should know nicotine is an addictive chemical. We're not telling you guys to get started on some nicotine. I'm just saying if you're using it already, this is where it's at. Blackbuffalo.com. Okay, where were we?
How do you pop?
So dildo.
It's a twist off.
Dildo's gonna go work on the other side full time.
What other side?
Well, no one knows. I actually didn't want to bring this up, but you know,
so then don't.
It's a last no, but it's a last show.
No, we should address it. The listeners are gonna be curious.
Argument off air.
Really?
Yeah, man. We got into some real big shit.
You're not the bit maker. This is the first time he's ever tried to.
You're really bad at yes-anding, Lewis. You're a terrible yes-ander.
It's the first time he's ever.
You are terrible at improv. Zach runs this show. No, he's right.
This reminds me of what happens with me, Gino, and Berg. I feel you, Dylan.
You just can't yes-and?
But because I'm
terrible yes-and.
Because I'm doing very well in the show, I'm going to agree with Lewis.
I'm a loyal soldier. You ain't turning me on low.
Dylan, you haven't tried to come up with a single bit on the show the entire year or whatever you've been producing it. Then it's his last day. He's like, guys, I have an idea. I'm going to come up with a bit. I'm going to make up that me and Lewis got into an argument off air.
I could tell it was fabricated just by your face. You're like,
I wasn't sure at first, but
he could have rolled with it.
I thought you were regretting it. Like, oh, fuck.
You don't do crowd work at all, do you? Man, what would you just...
Who?
Work with
Are
me
you accusing Lewis of not doing enough crowd work? all reliable material, Delvis.
Yeah. God damn it.
You're all bitch, huh?
You just write jokes, huh?
Shit. That's what
you
do. Right. I noticed you're wearing a shirt.
Where are you from?
God damn it, Dylan. I don't know why you're bugging me today. I wanted to have a nice goodbye. We were going to fucking talk about the good things that Dylan has done. We should.
What are we going to do for the other hour and 15 minutes?
Let's go around the room right now. And in rhyme, while we're going to wrap it, because it is an homage to Dylan, we should say what we like about Dylan. Shannon, drop that beat.
What rhymes with nothing?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check
what?
It.
Go ahead. Andre Kim, y'all. Yeah. It's Andre.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's him, y'all.
Yeah. And I'm just killing. I look like Machine Gun Cameron, just like Dylan. Yeah, I'm a goddamn criminal.
Okay.
I'm over here working a goddamn gas digital. What happened to the fucking beat?
What happened to the fucking beat?
Shannon.
Oh, it's getting harder.
The fuck was that?
DJ Clue, Desert Storm.
If your Metro card went from here, came here.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
Beat gonna drop.
What's going on?
Drop the beat, Shannon.
The shittiest
you
beat.
You fucking
DJ
asshole.
Shannon.
Blame Shannon.
Put a beat on. Snare drum, bass. Snare drum, bass. Bass, snare drum.
Check it. Check it.
Okay.
I'm hammered off this bottle and I'm feeling real big like the forehead of Alex Garlotto. I'm check it, I just go in. Check it.
Okay.
Check it.
Pass it off.
I'm like, let me go.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay. Now remember, it's why you like Dylan.
All right. Why
remember.
We like Dylan.
Why I like Dylan. Why I like Dylan. Yo, I'm just chilling. One day I walked in, little Dylan waved at me. He said, hey. And then I went to the bathroom. I saw him washing the bidet. Ugh, that's the shit that they make you do. That shit is fucked up. Dylan went up to me and said, I'm leaving this fucking dump truck. Dylan's so cool. Always say the N-word. Gonna get in trouble for saying the N-word.
Hey.
But that's okay because he's white as fuck.
Hey.
He got his own podcast doped up. Got two viewers on it. Satellite. Satellite, though, that shit airs every day. 9 p.m. at night. Yeah.
Shannon.
I need another beat.
Shannon.
I had it. I lost it.
Shannon, rap what you like about Dylan.
What you like about Dylan?
I can't rap, and I also can't think of anything I like.
Just talk over the beat, then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's Zach's turn.
Zach.
I don't rap.
What?
Feel like a
damn, we should be rappers, bro. We held it down for the first two bars.
You were pretty dope.
I'm not doing this. I don't rap.
Yeah. I like Dylan.
You know what? I love Dylan.
He's got class. I like the way he eats Lewis's ass. I'm like,
yeah.
I like Dylan.
Eat lick it. The shit up and down.
Lick it.
Yeah.
Lick it.
Dylan's a hack, not a class clown. I'm like, oh.
Ooh, shit.
That would turn into a sexy song now. Oh, lick it. Yeah.
Yo, Dylan.
Up and down.
Yeah, Dylan.
Dylan, lick my balls.
Yeah, lick it.
Lick him like a clown. Dylan, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
You like sucking cock. You're a little bitch. You're nothing like The Rock.
Yeah, your son's listening to this.
Why
you're
going
to go to family court. Drop the beat.
Oh, why?
You're
going
to go to family court. Oh, shit, that he just said you about to go to motherfucking family court.
I liked it.
So where's he working now? Compound?
Yeah. Where are you working at now, pal?
Yeah.
Compound?
He's
not. No, I'm just going to focus on my own career. I mean, I'm still working with Gas Digital.
He's doing my own shit.
So what's the fucking point of this whole thing? He's still working here. I thought he was
He's going to move over to the merch side.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's doing more on the merch side.
Oh, okay.
He's already been working on the merch side, but he's going to be full-time on the merch side.
I don't think people realize,
like, being a producer is hella taxing, so it's also hard being, like, I want to produce my own shit, so I can't produce, like, my own content.
He just took a shot at you with that, but the taxing.
Not really. Saying hella taxing, doggy? What is that supposed to mean?
I'm Jewish. I don't like taxes. What do you want from me?
I don't like you using the word hella.
You don't like a lot of things. What do you want me to do about that?
Ooh, not it's facts. Last day. Speak
facts.
Back to
put the beat
facts.
Back on. Put facts. The beat back on. Do it.
Back to
Dylan, get it.
Facts.
You don't like anything I do? Fuck you, Dad. You ain't shit. I ain't glad. I'm so mad. You can suck my fucking dick from the back like a glad. Yeah. Fuck you. You didn't give me my own show. So now I'm going to fuck all these hoes. Real talk. Real ass podcast, my dick.
You're Dylan.
I'm so young. I'm so rich. Get it, Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan.
That was it, dude. That was everything.
I'll tell you right now, Dylan, you're allowed to say whatever you want today as long as it's in the form of rap.
Yeah.
You'll be in, as long as it rhymes, you're not in trouble.
Okay? I love how Dylan's like, I'm going to work on my own career by making sweaters next door.
Still got to get a paycheck.
An Asian is laughing at you for working at the sweatshop.
There you go. Oh, man.
I feel like Andre has the laugh that they gave Japanese men in old movies.
That is not how I laugh. That is not how I laugh.
Lewis, please, do not disrespect my laugh.
That is not the way I laugh.
This will be the last time that I do the Real Ass Podcast.
Stop Asian hate. Listen.
That is a new thing now, right? People are hating on Asians.
Yeah, I'm going to capitalize on this. I'm going to get so much white pussy.
Yeah.
With the stop Asian hate thing. You
know
what
I mean? You prefer white pussy. You look like, I figure you like Spanish girls.
I like whatever
black
I get.
Chicks.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
What am I going to be picky?
No.
You know?
Can't be.
You like white chicks, right?
Love white chicks. White chicks are the bomb diggity. White chicks are look, turn the microphones off for a second. Thank you. Black chicks? Kidding me, doggy?
The attitude.
I mean, I'm Italian, so I'm gonna be honest with you. I like a little purple puss.
You like a little purple puss?
Yeah.
You like a little purple puss?
I love a purple puss. Let me throw some action. Let me make some man. I like pussy when it's purple.
He makes me laugh. Look, I get why people hate you, but you make
nobody
me laugh.
Hates me. Everyone
you
loves
make
me.
Me laugh.
Who
everybody
hates
loves
me?
That's all that matters. I'm smarter than the average bear. Okay.
Everyone loves me, man. All right, a lot of people hate me, but anyways.
Some people hate you, but you're you're polarizing.
Is that a good thing, Lewis? Is it good to be?
You know what? Polarized? I think that's the first time I've ever used that word properly.
Yeah.
I think it is good to be polarizing.
Yeah.
I think it is going to be polarizing. You want to get people to care. You want to get people to be emotional. Emotion sells. When they cry, they buy, baby boy.
Yeah.
Okay? So if people hate you or love you, they have an emotion for you. Mm. If they're middle of the road,
ooh, that's
a problem.
News.
That's a problem. You know, bad news brown.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You don't want that. You want to be fucking loved. You want to be hated. But Dylan, I always tell him, like, Dylan, don't fucking kill yourself. Dylan cries every morning and every night. To me. He calls me on the phone, and he actually cries real tears.
I do call Lewis on nights.
He's got a lot of followers, though, man. You're doing all right, kid.
So I tell him not to kill himself. I was like, because all you got to do is turn those fucking haters into lovers. And you could do that very easily. Very easy transition. Everybody hates me when they first hear me on something. They hate my guts.
So when he hits you up, you respond to him?
When he texts you and calls you, you respond to him?
I will say this live on air. Every time someone talks about how they don't get an answer from Lewis, I do feel kind of privileged because...
Wow.
Dude answers me.
Lewis answers me.
I just send you text and I'm like a battered ex-girlfriend. I make up an excuse for you. I go, he's busy.
Where are they? Where's my phone?
He's got a kid. I make up excuses.
You see how many texts he sends me that I don't respond to.
I go, I mean, you know, maybe he doesn't want to talk to me. And then the little thing goes, wait, but he said he liked you. And I just hold on to that.
He's not a good texter.
I hold on to that.
Lewis does do that thing, though, where he's like always on the go. He's like, I gotta go. I'm on the go. He does that thing.
I do that when I meet people.
I'm a fight island. I can't talk.
I tell people that I have something else to do within 15 minutes, no matter what. Yeah. So then I can get out of whatever horseshit I don't want to be in. Lewis, then I'll be like, you know what, dude? I'm having such a good time talking with you. I'm going to blow that off. Then they feel like they're fucking gods. This is manipulation on the highest degree. I am genuinely one of the best manipulators in the world. When my girl calls me a gaslighter, I'm like, yeah, I know.
Well, how about you gaslight me with my own show, Lewis?
How about people would know.
That is true.
Yeah, no, Lewis is like a hot chick. You know what I mean? He's always like, I'm busy.
You're a good salesman.
I have a lot of stuff going on. That's a fact. But then what I do is I also add value to my time by sort of having that attitude. Mm. What I'm doing is if you have a 2-3 minute conversation with me, you're like, oh my God, he blessed me with some of his time. But it's all
bullshit.
Smoke and mirrors bullshit.
It takes one to know, and I know what you're doing.
I'm doing nothing.
You're playing Nintendo Switch. You're playing Luigi's Mansion.
Doug, you can't talk right now. I'm writing a new sitcom.
Oh, it's me, Luigi. Was that Luigi in the background?
She'll text me and she'll be like, please just text me back. And then I selectively choose when to text her back, because then when I text her back, I know she's like, oh,
wow. She's cherishing it.
Can't wait.
She's
cherishing the
moment.
Shannon's going to take over.
It's all stuff about your shows. So if you don't answer me, it only hurts you.
No, it doesn't. Wow. I selectively, I've gotten here. I've gotten here. I'm here right now, right?
So we've learned that you don't respond to me or Shannon. I always respond to Dylan.
I selectively respond to everybody. I selectively respond to everybody. I don't respond to everybody right away.
Yo, I send you essays, Dougie.
Where's your phone?
I do it because it's a, you know, I'm just saying, hey, man, you don't have to answer. Just sending you these thoughts.
Look, you got to fucking learn how to fucking sell. The problem is,
I come here, I'm delivering.
I feel like he doesn't have good text etiquette with you.
He's a terrible salesperson. That's the problem.
I feel like he's too pushy.
Not at all. I send you one text a week. Not even every. Because
you know what sales, Lewis. It's not about pushing. It's about pulling.
Yes.
Yeah. Yo, where were you when I was sending all these texts to this fucking guy?
I'm saying, give me a hand job.
Please. All right. Well,
what happens is you have to learn how to ask. To go for the close, when you go for a close, this is what a salesperson does. I'll give people a piece of sales advice right now, okay? Let's say you're going to buy a car, okay? Or sell a car. It doesn't even fucking matter whether you're buying or selling. Everyone's selling, right? You're selling that salesman on giving you a better fucking rate on that car, right? That salesman's trying to sell you that car. Every relationship is a fucking sales relationship. And you're going head to head. Everyone's trying to fucking sell themselves constantly. It's a negotiation, nonstop happening all around us, okay? The person who is talking most is losing that sales negotiation.
Yes.
So you should learn how to just say, hey, so what do you think? Then be silent. This is, if he was selling a car, he'd be like, all right, so, you know, it's a 2021 Ford Fusion. You get this, that, the other, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to throw it, and I'm going to throw in this. I was like, what do you think? And you're supposed to just go, what do you think, right?
Right.
No. Now him, there's a beat, and he's staring at the person.
And he starts doing a jig, and
then he's like, "Come on, give me the best car,
Larry,
the
best car,
gonna do it or what?
Larry, do you remember me, Larry?
Yes, just doing accents.
Larry, come here, hard on, send him voice messages.
Yeah, I was gonna say, send you voice messages.
You know what I'm saying? Hey man, you're a great father. Look at my text messages, Arnari.
Yeah, you just gotta let the sale happen sometimes, and then I'm sitting there silently like this every time, and then you go and you talk, and I win that sales negotiation.
Okay, I'll tell you,
which is simply not talking to you.
Well,
that is my goal.
My mentality is that you're a busy guy, you know, and you'll get to him when you get to him. So I'm like, let me just let him know I'm still interested because I know he's got a lot going on. So it's kind of like my thing. I'm gonna send you my dick. The next text is gonna be just my cock.
That would be funny. I would appreciate that. I would tweet it out immediately and tag your girlfriend. But that would be pretty fucking funny.
Well, here's the thing about sales, too, is the person that cares less, and this goes for anything, like relationships, girlfriends, you and a manager, whatever, the person that cares less in any relationship is in control.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. It's 100%.
True. All right, well. Dylan, you fucking suck.
It's perceived value. Right? It's
Dylan's just, not even here.
Oh, damn it.
So yeah, I'm just giving you a bit of sales advice because I think you're great. I think you're awesome.
Am I supposed to block you?
So you're saying if he had better sales techniques, he'd have his own show on here
easily.
You know, Andre,
you're a fucking tease.
You know, Andre, wait a second.
That
Andre,
was a dick
where
move.
Was this attitude?
That was a dick move
last week. I text Andre.
Fucking Lewis is making 85 new podcasts a week.
Yeah, this fucking guy.
He's fucking watching.
Oh, me and my cousin, we're gonna watch Grey's Anatomy episode 1. Grey's Anatomy episode 1. Guys, a new show. Everyone loves it. Everyone loves the new show.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy.
Guys, you guys are here. Schitt's Creek. I'm gonna watch it with my aunt, Aunt Eileen. We're gonna fucking watch Schitt's Creek. And yeah, I'm episode 1, Guest Digital. If you do it now, you'll get 8 days instead of 5 days. It's me, fucking Louis Gomez. The fuck out of here. I'm out.
His fucking lead.
Boom shakalaka.
That's what's up, nigga.
Yeah. I like it. I like people trashing me. You know what? I got no problem with it. This is the way to my heart. This is it.
I'm gonna send you my dick.
Yeah. Look, I already told you we'll do a fucking demo show. Are you talking about my son's mother?
What?
Are you talking about my son's mother?
Yeah, is that baby mama?
Yes.
Oh, that's her.
Beautiful. Yeah,
she's hot.
She's beautiful.
She just walked in. He's like, "Who's that chick? She's hot."
Beautiful lady. Oh,
what ethnicity?
Yo, beat it, you fucking bums.
Well, you're not hitting that anymore.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I do know that.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
You don't know that. I know that. Now with your baby mama, show her a good time.
I sound like Ken Keniff from the Eminem albums. Remember that, Ken Keniff?
You know. Oh, from yeah.
Reference.
You don't got it, whatever.
You said it.
Whatever, give Figs his own show. Yeah, what are you waiting on?
I told you we'll do a fucking demo.
What does that mean, a demo?
What's a demo? What fucking...
It's
you
insulting.
Come in, you do a fucking show. So I'm supposed to just go, hey, Figs, I believe so deeply in your talent that I'm going to build an entire fucking show around you on a whim. Hey, Ralph, you know this guy that no one's ever heard of?
Ralph loves me.
He wants a fucking show. Yeah, you know, the what do I know about it? Well, I know he had trouble getting along with Chrissy Mayer. And
I didn't have trouble.
The
she loved
Network.
Each other. No, listen.
The Anything Goes Shoot a Black Network. He couldn't even make it work over there.
I didn't have trouble. It was working.
How do you possibly fuck up that relationship?
I didn't fuck up anything.
You're allowed to murder minorities on air with impunity. Yet I got...
Dude, I was. Everything was great over there. Everything's fine. You know? And just we parted some ways. I'm cool with the guy. Everybody's all right. I don't know how me and Chrissy are, but me and the Bergen guy, we're cool. We're doing a show tomorrow.
Is that a crazy thing to say to do a demo?
Do a demo. I mean, you know,
define demo.
You come in, you sit down
with
you proof of concept. You sit down with our production team.
Yeah, but that's what
put some graphics together. We fucking do a demo and see if it sounds good. Maybe we test. We air it when I'm out of town in Jamaica as one of the Real Ass Podcasts because I'm going to need a couple shows that weekend.
Oh, perfect. But also, that sounds great. But also, I was hitting you up saying let's meet up and talk about it. All fair. So
I don't have a lot of time in my life to meet up.
You got to play Luigi's Mansion.
Chat
that's
about
why.
Your dreams. Okay, I already said let's do a demo, see how it sounds, see if all it tests well.
Okay.
Right. So what kind of results?
Shake on it.
But do you see how I have to? I'm selling him.
Wait,
for
but
me.
Like, my last text. Hold on.
Can we
wait
do a demo?
A second.
Yeah, we'll do a demo.
Wait,
fine. No problem.
Hold on. We're gonna fact check.
He could have done this.
I sent you the message.
I'm being me and you. You gotta bet me be me and you.
I feel like his manager right now.
Help me. I sent you a message. The last message I sent you was that. The last message I sent you was, hey doggy, you know, fucking give for free. I'll work free charge.
Do you want me to tell you what he said?
Can we see these texts?
What's the last text?
You guys are talking about these
texts. Text talk. But the last text.
Like it's the Ten Commandments.
No, I'll read. I got
it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for text talk. With
text talk. Text talk.
It's time for us to find out that Lewis has never saved Fig's number.
And wait, and my
I might not be saved.
And I saved you. I saved.
Can you see my phone? Give me my phone. It's in my jacket. It truly might not be saved. It might say.
It says
maybe
my Figs.
You know how gay I am? This is how gay I am. You know, guess what I have you on my phone as?
Last resort.
I got you saved as Rattlesnake. Isn't that cute? Oh.
Let me see. Do I have? Let me see here.
I got it right here.
You don't have his number.
You don't have my number saved. It's fine. We both sound too like two.
Oh, my God. Yay.
The guy.
That's a lot of blue figs.
No, but look at all the nice things he says to me, too. He always says nice things. I was pitching the show. I was giving them topics.
That's a lot of blue.
Yeah, maybe Mike Figs.
Wow. You're a dick.
Wow.
You're
Dylan,
a dick.
How do you feel? You feel good, Dylan? You should feel good, Dil. You should feel good.
I mean, I'll show everyone how much fucking...
No, it's a lot of it's a lot of gray. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gray.
Here's a funny tweet I made.
Yeah, but
this is one text.
Yeah, but that's the whole show.
One text.
But I'm giving you the whole show. I'm like,
what is that, the script for an hour?
Guys, you know, you're making me feel, I'm going to kill myself.
What is that, what a work cited page over here?
This nigga left me voice messages.
I told you I did.
Wait, play him, play him, play him.
No, don't play him.
Please play him.
Don't play him. I think I was cutting ass. I think I was like mad at him. I was like, oh, I'm over here fucking working for you, you cocksucker. What are you doing? It was all a character piece. This whole thing's a character piece. Character piece. Character piece. Character piece.
He's doing that thing comics do as a last resort. That's a bit. I was doing a bit.
Yeah, it's a big guy. All right. Anyways, keep it going for your next comic.
Pathetic.
Keep it going for Dylan Najeri. Keep it going for Dylan Najeri.
Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself.
As his manager.
Kill yourself.
I got to ask, how come you don't even have his number saved? That's, come on.
That's not on me. That's not on me.
That's not respect.
These guys are regular on your show.
It's all right. I was nominated for Best New Guest.
He's nominated for Guest of the Year. You don't even have him saved in your phone book? Wow. A little disrespectful.
A little disrespectful.
A little disrespectful.
Two things. Number one, my phone automatically saved him as maybe Mike Figs.
Which is good enough.
I'll
take it.
So I gotta put in an effort now and fucking be like, no. Phone, just so you know, confirmed.
You gotta backspace the
time
maybe.
Out.
Dylan worked here for 6 months before I saved his number. I shit you not.
Wow, really?
Paco works here. Still don't have his number saved.
I like Paco. Paco's a good kid. I thought it was Andre when I first walked
in. What the fuck is that?
I'm not going to lie. I thought Paco was Andre.
What the fuck is that chick?
I was like, yo, sabo, hey. Not Andre.
Am I saved? What the fuck is going on here now?
I'll tell you right now.
Oh, no, I'm not saved.
Wow. I hope you're not saved, because then you have your own show here. So if you're not saved, then we're equals.
I'm on the payroll.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
All right, I feel better. I feel better about myself.
All right.
All right.
No,
all
right. I don't.
Let's drop
do
it. Let's move on. Can we drop
I'm a maybe too?
Yeah, maybe Andre Kim. But I do text you back very...
no, you do. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Very frequently.
I mean, there was a moment where we were really texting a lot. We had a really good relationship. We went to Poconos together, and I don't know what happened after that.
Listen to me. You just got to fucking... You got to make yourself the commodity a little bit more. You're letting me know that I can get, you know, you're like a fat slut who just suck my dick.
Whoa, what's
why are
the
we
body
fighting for Lewis's love right
yeah,
now?
What are we doing? I'm going to make my own podcast studio in my mom's house.
I mean, I just feel
I got
like
Apple Pro.
This is just some pig that I could just pop my dick in her mouth at any given moment, and she wants to be loved
Whoa.
Now.
Who?
Her.
Oh.
Stop it.
I gotta, she's like, please love me. I'm like... This is not what it is.
Fat, I'm in ketosis right now, you son of a bitch.
Not now, Penelope.
Yeah, he's like that clingy girlfriend.
I am. I'm telling you, I make excuses when he doesn't respond.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's probably busy.
He probably threw his phone in the river.
Yeah. And he's on Fight Island. It's no reception on Fight Island. He'll be fine. Just keep messaging him every Tuesday.
He's blowing Bisping. You
but
know
no,
what I mean?
No, I should say Fat Chick. It's like almost like a cute chick, but she just like...
Oh, thanks.
She sleeps over. She won't leave. She's been there for too many. Like, bitch, don't make me ask you to leave.
I'm like, can I have one of your sweaters, please?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I love that pink one.
It's not what this is. Okay, we
right.
are having a good time right, together, yeah. and
well,
like, let it just be.
Okay, but when you're ready, like, you have my number, not saved. It's fine. It's fine.
When you're ready, you don't have.
Wow,
my number.
I keep thinking about that one podcast we did. It was so much fun, right? Okay, I'll watch you play Fortnite. I don't care. Luigi's Mansion.
When are you gonna make me your girlfriend on Facebook?
Like, I mean,
I'm April 5th through 11th. I'll be in Jamaica, man. Okay,
Jamaica,
man.
Gotta visit Jamaica.
Can you fine, give me the weather right now, Shannon, in Jamaica. That week, we will give Mike Figs the Mike Figs Hour or whatever he wants to call it.
You don't even.
We'll test it. We'll test it.
Okay.
And I want honest fan feedback.
Yes.
It'll be the Wednesday that I'm out of town.
Okay.
I want. Right now it's 85.
Beautiful Jamaica.
Sunny.
Only Jamaicans. That's going to be the first
86.
Episode.
Oh.
All right. Andre.
Shannon, let's see the weather in fucking Haiti or wherever the fuck you're going.
Andre.
Who's what?
Zach. Well, if you can't be there, it's fine. But we'll do only Jamaicans. The first episode will be only Jamaicans.
How's that sound?
Wow, Shannon. 80, 78.
Perfect weather. 85, you start to sweat. 80 is
no,
perfect.
85 is literally, and I mean it, perfection.
You also have some rain in there coming up.
A nice afternoon shower to cool off that nice Jamaican sunshine. A nice little shower. You open your mouth, like, I'm thirsty.
Well, you're doing the best thing. You're in a new relationship and you go to resorts. That's the most fun
I'm
thing
to
do.
Not going
to
a resort.
So you're just gonna like you're going to fucking loser. The village.
Villa.
You're gonna have your own slave.
Villa.
Oh, I have my own slaves. Yeah, I do.
Oh shit. Excuse me.
I remember that from listening to the.
He never took me to a villa. You took me to Atlantic City. You fucking bitch.
That's what happens. Play your card right.
Took me to see stray dogs in Atlantic City.
You took
City.
Me to Empire City. Yeah. You son of a bitch.
Shannon, nice, 85, dude. 85 and sunny with a couple little sprinkles here and there is way better than 78 and partially cloudy.
Okay.
78 and partially cloudy.
Where's that? Where's that?
She's going to St. Martin like a fucking loser.
We have partial clouds to shade us from the blistering sun while you're being rained on.
Wait, who are you
we
going
just have
with?
A little bit of shade.
Yeah, who the fuck are you going with, Shannon?
Friends? What are you guys?
They're trying to
I
get
brought
in.
You fucking artichoke, Shannon. I brought
hey,
you artichoke.
Where
the fuck are you going?
On 80?
Jesus.
Who the fuck are you going with?
Are you guys trying to fuck on Shannon
for the
spring?
She's leaving too?
You trying to fuck on Shannon for the spring?
You guys trying to fuck on Shannon for the spring?
She didn't even give me a 5. Like, I walked in, I was like, Shannon, I brought you artichokes, and she was like, meh.
Don't touch me.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking give me 5.
High so he'll do the
you
demo.
Your thing should be you should give out Fig Newtons everywhere you go. That would be a great little gimmick where he's like, what?
Instead of business cards?
Yeah, dude. He just gives a fucking a Fig
It's good
Newton.
For your heart. You ever have figs? It's got a lot of antioxidants. Here
a cookie
go.
Is just a cookie.
Yeah, Fig Newton. Here you go. Bought this from Costco.
You want some fruit and cake? I got it.
That's great.
Fag Newtons.
We found that a lot today where we stand with Lewis. This is basically.
Yeah, this is fun. I mean, it's always a good time. Well, we've been crushing for 48 minutes.
Well, I just told you we're going to fucking try out your show.
No, I'm just talking. Forget about that.
As a real ass podcast.
He's constantly throwing demos at
you.
Want
me to give you a hug?
He's constantly throwing demos at you.
Yeah, I'm the demo fucking
kid. It's not even a demo. It's a trial. He can come in and take
over the show. Subscribe now. You get to see Fig. You get Fig's only fan for 5 days. We're giving away Figs here. If you want to pay for the good shit, you got to pay. But for free, it's Figs. Here you go.
It's constant demos.
Babysit my kid next week for free.
You know what
First,
I mean?
I bombed with your kid hard when I walked in.
I know.
I walked in and
he's
I
got a,
he has
got a
tablet.
Great sense of humor.
Well, he was on the tablet on one of the iReady things. I don't know. I recognized it because my little one's on this. I was like, oh, dude, I know that story. The first centipedes. And he's like, no, it's not that. Like, what are you talking about? I said it just like, and I was like, oh, all right. Okay. And I went up to him. I was like, Andre, nope, Paco, all right. It was bad. Bombed hard with him. But when I was doing Luigi, he was bouncing back and forth and laughing.
He loved it. He was a good kid.
Really good kid.
What are you calling your show? I know it was in the text, but
that's okay.
So you know.
All right. I want
to. The same way you would when somebody's speaking to you and you sort of like just phase them out. Like, yeah. That's my eyes will okay. read your text All messages right. and they go blurry.
You love me here. When we podcast, I feel like it. We're in tune.
We have a real connection.
Real connection.
I feel like this is the only time you guys ever talk.
Only time.
Yeah.
Outside of this, I pace back and forth and go, hey, how you doing? All right. He's like, gotta go, Dougie. You gotta get on the LIRR. Dougie, you gotta get out of here. Gotta
just
get ramen.
So you know, I have his microphone off in my headphones, and they are telling me what he's saying. I won't even talk to him on this show.
They're just translating.
It's me,
they go, it's bullshit.
It's me,
bullshit.
Shannon. Figs is doing another impression. Lewis? Figs is doing another impression. I think he's doing a Jamaican or something.
I'm so wet, Lewis.
Yeah. And Dylan's like, yo, it's me, Dylan. Yo, Lewis. I'm doing merch.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Lewis. Sweaters.
Lewis. Mike is,
Ask for $10.
We got no need for apology socks.
I mean, I know Dave Temple. I can say the N-word, right? Nigeria. Niagara Falls. Never.
Yeah, yo, subscribe to my yo, doped up. We doped up Queens.
Brian SOFX in the chat says you should name your show Figure Please.
Ooh. Everybody keeps going figure, but these are all the QAnon guys
it's
on Twitter
you.
Who
yeah,
have fucking stormed
you.
The Capitol, and they all want me to do Figure. I'm thinking of Only Figs.
Dirty.
Every episode.
Dirty Figure?
Only Figs. Dirty Figure. Okay. Ooh. I don't like it. I'm pretending. Yeah, well, not bad. Don't like it. Only Figs. Every
Can I tell you the problem?
What's the problem?
With Only Figs?
We're already Only Feehans.
Only Feehans.
Yeah, but Only Feehans so is not I'm, has nothing to do.
If I'm Karen,
yeah.
If I'm Karen, yeah. I'm coming at you like Cleopatra.
I thought that. Well, I want to have her on I would love to have an episode dedicated to OnlyFans with her on it, and we just act like OnlyFans chicks. So every episode's a different. Only
she Jamaican. Does that
just
every get week.
Naked and fucking.
Yeah, I will be naked. I will have my shirt off. So imagine that. Only Italians, only Jamaicans, only Chicago, only nerds, only Asians.
So every week is
every
a different.
Every episode's different. And there can be an only Italians episode too. It could be an only Jamaicans part three. Mm. But every episode is dedicated to a different thing. So it's always new, baby. It's just always thriving. If you order now, you get Bluetooth in this new Pontiac Prius. Come on. You like it? I'm going to keep talking. Yeah.
Lewis does not
so he
like
keeps
this.
Talking. That's a problem.
He does not like this. There's I can a, tell Lewis does
exit,
not like this.
There's an exit at one point where you have to go.
It's a bit. It's a character piece.
I'm done. But you just keep talking until.
At a certain point, you think somebody's going to throw him like a cane and a top hat.
Rock in my own show, please. All right, you're serious. That's what I want. That's
I don't
what
I think you should do the whole episode. I don't think you should do the whole episode in one character. So it shouldn't be like only Italians. I like the idea of only figs, but my problem only fiends. I for me personally, I always want to be very original. So I feel like the comparison is going to be drawn with only fan, only figs.
How big
is
but it has nothing to do with only fans.
How big is only fans though? That people are going to be like, oh, it's like only fans.
Oosh.
That is true. About,
you know what I'm saying? It's not like he's going, you know, the Mike Figs experience.
I don't know, 7 inches deep.
My stress is on the only for these people. Every demographic, every episode is a different demographic. Where her thing is. Only Feehans because I'm on OnlyFans. It's just me, whatever.
Mm. Now, what about more of like a character-driven show where you're doing different segments as different characters versus...
Yeah, Figs and Bits.
Figs and Bits is not bad.
Because let me tell you, some of the people like where they like the Only Italians, some of the people did not like it. Some
God hates figs.
That's what somebody said to me. Someone said that God
no,
hates
Zach
figs.
Said it. Zach said it.
No. Somebody tweeted no. that. Okay. Zach said
God,
it.
God, if you do God Hates Figs, you are one step closer to a podcast on this network. I'm telling you right now, that's a great name. Right. That's a great also, name. Yeah.
Okay, so let's say that's the name. So, and you're saying that I could still do, it doesn't matter. God Hates Figs.
God okay, Hates like Figs.
You're essentially like selling your soul. But
yeah. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I like that, yeah. Yeah,
I like it. Listen,
I can't sign off on that because of the podcast I'm on. But listen, everything else is just fantastic. Am I getting this writing job or what? What's going on?
Andre, you're part of it, bro. I already told you.
What's going on?
All right. I like that. I like that. I like that. Zach will talk.
Only all right. God Hates Figs going to be premiering a debut demo episode.
Nice.
The week that I'm out of town. Shannon, what's the date of that? Do we know?
So we'd have to, if you want me to produce it, we'd have to record earlier in the week because the other two episodes are already booked for while you're away. So
Who's on the other two episodes?
So one of them is Dad Meat and Column.
Beautiful.
And then the other one is The Loud Boys.
The Loud Boys. And Zach's in on all those.
Yes.
Got it.
So we'd have to like record on maybe the Tuesday.
Maybe that I'll just take off that whole week.
Yeah, I have that whole week is we're good.
I could be here. I'm here.
But I'm not in.
Right.
That whole week.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
Shannon, you're not in that.
Well, so that's why I'm trying to record with them on the Tuesday.
Oh, because Friday, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
Friday, you're not
because I won't
in.
Be here, yeah.
I'm here on Tuesday.
So which days would you need me? Which day?
I'm from like 9
Andre's
going to
be part here every day.
I'm here from 9 to 2 a.m. on Tuesdays.
Andre's my ride or die. What are the dates exactly?
So if we could do a Tuesday.
He's longing it in right now. He's so serious.
Dear manager at Ted's Steakhouse,
all he's
I will not
do
be available.
Is not talk. It was just tapping in now and he's good, but he'll probably talk himself out of this right now.
He's like, while I got airtime with Lewis, let me just get this in before he fucking ignores me.
I like it. Should I talk about the Patreon? No. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah, we're going to have. The Realize Podcast, while I'm out of town, is going to be the best week of the history of the show. It's going to be a really good fucking week of shows that week. So.
Hey, man. Thank you, brother. Sounds awesome.
Thank you, doggy.
Am I getting this writing job? What's up?
Figs. We'll talk later.
Can I say what happened?
What happened?
I came. Remember, he's talking about the writing thing. He's like, submit a packet.
Yeah. Packet. Like 3 months ago.
It was 3 months ago.
I hired somebody else.
And did you really?
But it was only temporary. They're not on the show.
You fucking asshole. Who was it?
I only hired him for like 2 or 3 weeks.
I hired him for two weeks.
Who was it?
Test him out. And you don't know him.
No, say it. Who was it?
You don't know him.
How do you know I don't know him?
You don't know him.
How do you know?
I'll text you or I'll tell you. I'll...
You don't have my number. This is what I did, ready? And here's the thing. I wrote like 7 pages. I laminated every page, right? Put it in a binder, right? Cover photo, right?
It's good.
I drove from my parents' house in Connecticut, hour and a half, because they do Legion of Skanks here on whatever fuck night, right? And then I I got access to the studio. You know what I mean?
I'm on
a good show here. You know what I mean? I use my advantage. I remember Dana White said, I like people that show me they want it. You know what I mean? People that want it. You know,
just
the voice,
just your voice.
So you want to be a fucking podcast writer?
Yeah.
Sorry, good. Continue. That was my Dana White impression.
I'm on a hit podcast. I don't get paid much for it. But, you know, this is a great way, I think, to kind of reward me. I've been here for 2 years, right?
Yeah,
and here's the thing, it's been 3 months, and with sales and shit, I'm not pushy like you. But
what?
Here's the thing. True. Have I texted you about the writing gig at all?
Same result. At the end, being pushy.
Well, now I'm going to leave you alone.
It's called communication. I feel like there's a happy medium between both of your approaches.
But here's my approach. I had your inner circle.
He's talking a lot. This is a lot of yabby, yabby, yabby.
Your employees, I had them kind of confront you like, hey, what's the thing? Deal.
Yeah. He did. Look, he submitted it all on fortune cookie papers, which was the wrong way to do it. It was
Dougie, why are there 15 numbers under every fucking thing?
Lewis couldn't read your packet right to left.
There's like a lot of lucky numbers on here. I don't know. What's
dude, Dougie, is this manga?
All right, cool.
So, no, what happened was at the time that I had hired a guy, and we're not done.
Comic?
Technically, but not. He's not known as being a comic. He's not even from here.
What the fuck is this?
We hired him for a couple of weeks. We tried out some of his bits.
Did
some
he execute?
Of them.
Was it good?
It was okay.
So Andre has a shot. Big shot.
I feel like I had some good bits in there.
You did. Actually, you truly did.
I actually did. What the fuck?
You know, where is that? Oh, I threw it out.
You were writing for Real Ass Podcast, bitch?
Did you throw it out?
Well, at one point, you got to make
room. I spent $13.99 on that binder and the lamination at Staples. You fucking asshole. What the fuck? You throw it out. I remember I gave it to him, too, and he was like, oh, dude, thanks, man. He was, like, shocked I was there. He was like, oh, thanks, man.
No, yeah. It was great. It was.
And then
great.
I walked by his fucking, this is pre-Audi, I walked by his fucking 92 Honda Civic on fucking Avenue. UA and he's like, oh, I'm looking through it right now. I'm like, yeah, sure you are. Meanwhile, he's rolling a fat blunt.
He's rolling a fat blunt.
He's like, I'm looking through it right now, doggy. Like, yeah, I'm like, yeah,
ignoring
yeah.
my text messages.
I'm like, yeah, what the fuck? He's like, waving. He's like, I'm doing it right now.
And then you realize he was crumbling up weed in it and using it to cipher into the joint.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Doggy, this is perfect for a weed. Okay, perfect, dude.
But here's my thing. My thing is this, because everyone was like, you got a meeting with him. You got a meeting with him. And I was like, okay, I think I got it. Because why have the meeting?
Yeah.
If you don't have, especially COVID times, if I didn't get it, he'd be like, eh, I'm not going to talk to him. I'm going to avoid him. Right?
Yeah. No. They told me you wanted to meet and talk about it. And I was like, we'll have a conversation. But now we just did.
You fucking asshole.
I mean, no. Look, if you want it, here's what I'll say.
I get $200 a month.
Listen to me. Whoa. It's not my fault. Whatever Godfrey pays you for your podcast, that's on him. That's not on me.
No, okay? I know.
That's not on fucking me. Godfrey makes more than that. Trust me.
I know.
Second of all, I'm very aware.
Wow, I got paid the same thing, and I just sat on the couch. Jesus, now I'm thankful for what I got.
Listen.
I'm a team player, though. I'm a loyal guest.
You are. Well, let's have a conversation about maybe writing a few bits and see how it works out.
People are desperate,
Lewis. You want some more free shit.
We're hungry, doggy.
It's all about the demos.
We're hungry, doggy.
We're replacing Dylan, though. I will tell you, the problem is one of the things I want to replace Dylan with, one of their responsibilities is going to be segment production, coming up with new bits. I want that to sort of – this is my problem with Dylan is that he is talentless, and I want somebody that's going to inspire me to go out of my normal shell and do things differently.
That's me.
Who created What You Watching Now? Love that bit. Oh, What You Watching Now? Who created that bit?
Was that you?
No. I'm asking genuinely. It wasn't me.
Well, it was based off of What You're Snacking On.
Oh.
Look at Dylan's trying to take credit. He's like, me. Oh,
I heard it from you, and then we made a little
theme
song.
Ian, you fucktard.
Oh, I thought you said me.
Freeing.
Man.
I'm pretty sure it was on a Bye Guys. The last Bye Guy, I think I was singing.
Was it?
No. I'm a segment guy. I come up with a lot of segments.
I came up with a great segment.
What was the best segment you came up with in the packet?
I think, well, now it's kind of weird because it's his last day. But I was going to say...
Rape Dylan's mother. It's where we all gang rape Dylan's mother as he begs us to stop.
There was a segment I came up with called...
Yo, can y'all stop fucking my mom, bro? Everybody fuck... Damn, those are good strokes.
You're blowing a back out, son. That ain't cool.
Damn, yo, mom. Damn,
yo, mom.
Cheeks on you.
Mom, that's ill how you fucking on my homies.
Yo, mom, stop sucking Mike Harrington's dick, mom. Yo, mom, I know you lost a lot of weight, but chill, mom. Fuck out of here. Yo, you fucking Mike Harrington? Fuck out of here. I'm leaving this joint. Yo, fuck out of here.
Dude, Mike Figgs' Dylan impression is my favorite. It's my favorite one that he does. It's just the best.
Maybe you should be second chair on this show now, Figgs.
I'm going to be quiet.
Well, it's a very specific impression. Backwards. He does Dylan when Derek's here.
Yes.
Yes. When he talks to you, he's like, "Hey, what's up, Zach?" And Derek's like, "Yo, Derek, yo, what's good, son? Yo, son, yo, I was in the green room with Dave Temple. Yo, that shit was litty lit, 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 lit. Yo, mom, you sucking hella dick right now. Chill, mom. Yo, chill, chill. Fuck out of here.
Yo, Zach, you want to watch the X-Men with me? Let's watch the X-Men from 1999.
Yo, Derek, you hear that new J. Cole shit? That shit was busting. It was busting, right? Yo, fuck out of here. I'm leaving. Yo, I can make sweaters.
Yo, Zach, did you watch AEW last night?
Wow, wowie.
Wowie, whoopity. Gee, Willikers, man. Gold Star was there with Gold Dust and Zach Orrington. Did you see that fight? It was crazy.
Oh, yo, God. Dave Temple was good, yo. Patrice's girlfriend kind of fat. She kind of thick. Am I right, my nigga? Yeah? Yo, she thick, bro. I didn't say that. N-word, I said this shit. I said I put an S in front of it.
Dylan Snake.
Nobody can talk about how hot Patrice's stepdaughter turned out.
Yo, you saw that documentary? Yo, that shit, yo. I got so much support for BLM, Black Lives Matter all day. Yo, real talk.
Hey, Zach, did you drink Stone Cold's IPA? Did you try it? Did you try Stone Cold's new IPA? Yo, it was fucking delicious, dude.
Yo, I miss pockets, yo. I miss pockets.
Stone Cold's IPA is good.
Oh, you got butt fucked, Dylan. Wow.
Biggs is good at playing everyone but himself.
Wow.
Correct.
Biggs is good at being funny with everyone else.
Wow, correct. Dylan. I will give it to him. Correct.
Dylan just fucking clapped back. You
correct.
Saw that?
It's good. It's a little, I wasn't clapping. I was.
He was doing an 100% accurate impression.
I thought I was looking in a mirror, to be honest.
I mean, that was fucking
that was my nightmare
spot
last
on. Holy shit.
Even with Mike Harrington sucking you. Yo, Ma, you sucking hell of Mike Harrington.
Yeah. Zach, did you see the Snyder cut? Oh, man. Oh, it was hella cool.
Oh, fuck that. I did not watch that shit.
I tried watching it last night.
I watched
like,
it last
what
night.
What is this
front
garbage.
To back. Front to back, I watched it.
And how was it? What do you think?
It didn't need to be four. It's just nothing happens.
It was the same movie, essentially. I know that, like, because afterwards I watched, like, the top 30 things that are different from this one and that one. And it's, like, all fucking minimal shit.
Okay.
Like, in the middle of it, I was like, oh, wait a minute, I know this movie. Like, I watched this movie. I did think it was enjoyable. It was definitely, whatever it was, it didn't feel like 4 hours. It moved kind of fast. It was pretty cool. I think that... Yeah, I mean, I can't remember the old version of it well enough to give like, well, this is what was better. It was good though.
I didn't enjoy it. It was just dark and boring.
I know one friend I watched it and fell asleep. He said I couldn't watch the whole thing.
We didn't need to see Superman scream go across the earth for 7 minutes. Mm. It was so fucking boring.
Yeah,
that sounds like the whole shtick, though. It's no fake mustache, and you have Superman with the black suit. Like that's it. Right?
I just don't give a shit. Yeah.
Superman black suit, and they also show a lot of the black kid, the black robot kid,
cyborg kid. Yeah. I love the tweet that you put.
Oh yeah,
water guy.
The order of importance.
You put water guy.
Well, because they all like they vary of importance. Like first of all, it's Superman and Wonder Woman are fucking pretty wild. Like they do shit, and then like every scene, it's Batman showing up a full minute after everybody and ziplining in. It's just like Batman, what are you even doing here? You need to beat it. Yeah, but the order of importance was Superman.
Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt.
He said lightning bolt.
Black robot. Woman.
Waterman.
Waterman,
black
yeah.
Robot. Batman.
Black robot ruled. He's pretty badass, dude.
Running back. Robot. Running back.
I thought it was decent, though. I enjoyed it more than I thought. To be honest with you, I ended up getting HBO Max just for Class Action Park because you guys talked about it so much that I was like, I really want to see this. And that was legitimately one of the best docs I've ever
seen.
It's
so fucking good, right?
It's so good, dude. It's so funny, dude. So funny. You have HBO Max?
Yeah, what is it about?
It's about Action Park, which was an amusement park in the early to late 80s. I think it closed down in the mid 90s. And it was just notorious. Like, I never went to Action Park as a kid. I didn't even go to Six Flags. We were just too poor. So we'd go to, like, the Rockland County Fair or Rye Playland was, like, the big one we'd go to. But I had friends all the time that would go to Action Park, and it was just notoriously dangerous. Like, all the rides were just, like, ill-conceived. Mm. Like, just really, it wasn't like Carnival rides. It was like
A crazy guy.
The crazy guy was like, oh, we're gonna fucking have a 30-foot cliff diving section here. We're gonna let like 5-year-old kids just jump off a cliff into like icy cold water.
And it's all like drunk teenagers running everything.
Yeah, Action Park. I mean, it was, they sort of, the one thing they nailed, and it wasn't exclusive to Action Park, right? Being a kid from that era, we were the last kids. I'm 30, I'll be 39 this month, or April 1st. We're the last generation of kids where like parents, not that they didn't care, it's just that it was like part of parenting was not caring. Part of parenting was like, well, you don't want to be the hovering parent. Like that's not a thing now. You're supposed to be a hovering parent. You're supposed to give a fuck what your kid's doing. You're supposed to look at his online activity. You're supposed to watch them at the park. My mom, I'd go out in the morning and the rule was be home when the streetlights came on, which in, you know, depending on the time of year could be 8 o'clock at night, you know, and they never looked for us. I would have to be gone for 2 full days before somebody would go, oh, Lewis isn't here. We should go find this kid. And that's just that sort of era of danger is over.
Yeah.
Climbing a tree the same way we would climb trees as a kid, or building a tree fort. Like we knew nothing about architecture.
Yeah.
Like I cannot even explain to you how little as a child I knew about constructing a safe tree fort. But we would just grab pieces of wood. We would do
it. There's no YouTube. There's none of that shit.
There's none of that, dude. We'd literally, the way we would go, this is how we'd start building our tree fort. There'd be no plan, no nothing. We would find a tree that had like, you know, 3 or 4
branches
at the top that you could say, all right, I could probably get some wood up in between there. And then you'd take a piece of wood, like a little strip of wood, and you'd nail it to the tree. And that's step number one. Then you start nailing your. It's like
kids were able to get hammers back then. Just
yeah, we had hammers. We had hammers and rusty nails.
Yeah, you're able to get that easy.
We would break into like the neighbor's shed and just take their tools, and we would just find pieces of scrap wood, and it started off with like it's just a tree, and you go bang 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 bang, and then you start climbing, and then bang 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 bang, and then your friends are handing you pieces of wood, and you're just nailing these strips of wood into the tree.
I remember those days.
In the shape of a structure.
Yeah.
Just the shape of a structure. It was so wildly dangerous, and nobody gave a fuck at all. And kids fucking would fall down. They would step on rusty nails.
You got
strong
because of it. You fucking, you know what I mean? Yeah. You learned. You got street smart.
Yeah.
That shit's gone now, man.
Yeah.
But I'd rather my kid be loved and not...
alive,
yeah, and alive. Then
you can
be
guide him
smart.
Though, but you make him fight and stuff like that, which is good.
You hover, know? You hover over your kid.
Yeah, for sure.
You hover.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to, right?
Yeah, you have to. You can't fucking let your kid go out there and just figure it out in the world.
When he watches UFC, does he get like, whoa, man? Like when he sees blood, he's like, yeah.
He's desensitized to it. He's desensitized to it at this point. Like when it's a bloodier fight, because we watch fights a lot now. Like he'll be like, ooh, like that's sort of his reaction, but. The first time I saw like blood in a UFC fight, it was the first UFC. You saw when the
kickboxer kicked the sumo guy in the face,
yeah,
knocked his teeth out.
Yeah. Oh, and you saw
that was the first fight
fly out of his mouth and blood pour from his face. It made me queasy. As a kid, I was like, oh my God, that is the most vicious thing I've ever seen.
I thought you were gonna say queef. I don't know why.
It made me queef. My pussy farted all over the place.
It fucking made me queef.
Yeah, no, dude, those first few UFCs, I remember it was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah, there's a guy with one boxing glove on.
Yeah, Art Zimmerman.
And it was Dana White? It was the same UFC now?
No, well, Dana White came before. In. So the original UFC was run by Art Davies and the Gracie family, Hoyler Gracie and a few other Gracies. And it's actually, dude, they should really make it a movie. Like, the story of the original UFC is so fucking compelling, and it's so interesting. It should be a major motion picture because it's straight up out of like an 80s like fight movie, right?
So yeah, there'll be like a giant white guy with a mullet wearing a gi or like just a dude in sweatpants. Like there is no...
Yeah, they sent out flyers to all the martial arts gyms across the country and people don't even know this. The Gracie family were the originators of the UFC. They made the first UFC and it came off the Gracie Challenge. The Gracie Challenge back in the day was they would pay anybody $100,000 if you can come and beat a Gracie in one of their gyms, right? Mm-hmm. And... So they said, well, we want to do this thing in a cage, and they invented the octagon, and you know this it was you know no holds barred craziness, and they went around looking for the best martial artists, knowing that nobody's beating Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. It's just the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu system was so far ahead of every other sort of martial art.
Yeah,
they also chose Hoist Gracie because he was the least intimidating looking Gracie. They could have had Hickson, who was like muscle.
Supposed to be Hickson, right?
Yeah, Hickson was the dude. Yeah, Hickson was like, he's jacked. He's fucking 220 pounds.
Yeah.
He's muscle. He looks like a fucking badass. Mm-hmm. Hoyce Gracie looks like a goddamn AIDS patient. Okay, Hoyce Gracie's like a big eared, he looks like Ari Shaffir, right? He's a goofy ass guy. Yeah. They put him in as an advertisement for Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, and they said, we're going to show the world what Gracie Jiu-Jitsu is. And that's what the first UFCs were. Hoyce won all the tournaments, the first few tournaments, and then it exploded. People, the commentators in the first UFC couldn't even tell you what he was doing. He was like, yeah, I think it's some sort of choke. We don't know, but he tapped out. He must have been in pain.
Hoyce fighting him. Hoyce was the guy fighting or his team?
Hoyce was the guy fighting all these other people.
Oh, shit.
So it was an advertisement. Then Hoyce would win these tournaments, mm-hmm. and it was this huge advertisement for Gracie. Oh, yeah, this is the first ever.
That's Hoyce?
This is the first fight ever.
None of these people are Hoyce.
This is the first fight ever.
Look at that bare knuckle.
Boom.
Oh, shit. You could do that?
Yeah, dude. Kick it down upon it right in his face.
Look at that. Bare knuckle?
Watch his teeth. Look, see his teeth.
He's got both knees down.
Oh, that's not a good...
He got one knee down.
Oh, poor dude.
Look at Dante. No.
Yo, I need my rings back. If I had my rings, I would have won this shit.
Blood out.
Yeah, dude. He got fucked up.
You ever meet Dana White?
No, never met Dana White, but yeah, it's a pretty interesting story overall. So now years later, 30 years later, there's a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu gym in every city in this country, and it was because they set that foundation.
Yeah,
really fucking cool.
Training going good.
I'd love to watch that whole thing.
You know, I train.
Do you train? What do you train?
Do jiu-jitsu and boxing.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't we fucking train together, bro?
Well, I mean, you hire me for the writing gig. You want to beat the shit out of me and fucking get some demos? What the fuck?
You want these techniques, bro?
Shit.
I want $15 more a week.
I'm a slick boxer, Lewis. I see you.
I like it. I like
Lewis has got good defense, though. I see your fight journals.
Yeah, I got decent defense.
I'm going to piss myself. We have more time?
Yeah, go piss. You're fine.
Lewis has good reaction time.
Go fucking piss, Figgy Snakes.
So how about that Figs, huh? No,
let's see. All right, real quick, we must thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. I love me some YoKratom, okay? They make really high-quality Kratom, which, you know, it's good for...
Getting fucked up.
All right, you get fucked up. You get fucked up off of mud. It's like a green sludge. You drink it, and if you can stomach the taste, you're going to feel like you're on Percocet. That's the way I describe it, Zach. Is that pretty accurate?
And boss, it's like you've done it before.
Apparently, there's other ones, too, that'll help you read or do math. I have no idea. But I'll tell you right now, Shannon's addicted to the one that gets you all fucked up like you're on Percocets, okay? And this is for the people who are over the age of 21, obviously. Yo Kratom, they sell wholesale Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. They're supporting the show. They support my entire fight training program. They're also the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. Yo Kratom is in the fucking Louis J. Gomez business, and you need to support Yo Kratom as well. Go to YoKratom.com, YoKratom. Grab yourself a $60 kilo. Get yourself happy. Get yourself sad. Get yourself whatever you're going to call yourself after you get a Kratom addiction. YoKratom.com. All right, let's get back into it. Let's see. What is this? Greco Santo Rep? Offers a $100,000 reward for deleted Space Jam 2 scene featuring Pepe Le Pew. The scene with the controversial cartoon character was cut more than a year ago, though news of the decision broke over the weekend. It allegedly showed Santo fighting back against Pepe's unwanted advances, with the film star LeBron James also talking to Pepe about consent. Whoa. Who's Greiky Santo?
She's the actress that was in the scene with Pepe getting...
The voiceover.
Advanced, yeah.
The voiceover.
Oh.
Was she a person or was she a voice?
No, she's a person, so it was like her scene, and she's fighting off Pepe Le Pew, and then LeBron James comes in and says, like, he talks about consent. So I guess her reps are trying to get this scene. They're trying to pay for it.
Damn, they should have had Kobe do that scene. That would have been great. Kobe zooming Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, shit. She's bad as fuck, though.
Let me see her. Let's see what she looks like. She looks hot.
Hell yeah. I don't blame Pepe Le Pew.
My kid came in before into the other side of the offices.
Yeah.
The fucking sex doll that we had at the Legion.
Oh, I saw that the other day. I was thinking,
it was just out there. So James goes up to it, and he's like, what's this?
Scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. So he's fucking it.
Wow.
Look at that. She got a flat butt.
I'd leave a white stripe on her back.
She does have a little bit of a flat butt.
A little bit of a flat butt.
You can tell she's mixed, too.
Yeah.
I'd still eat it.
Yeah, well, obviously. Some of the animals that I've put my cock inside of.
What?
Absolute animals.
Oh, right.
Disgusting creatures.
Right. Well, that's good about her, because when you eat her ass, you can't really see the shit on her. Now they have, like, that little ring around their asshole.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Girls?
Huh? Is that where they bleach? They bleach that,
yeah,
right?
That's why they bleach their ass. They got that shit, you know.
What do you mean?
You never seen that?
What ring?
Like, it's just like a
dirty
brown thing. Yeah. Okay. Like, just like a brown thing around their asshole.
It's called their asshole. I think you're talking about their asshole.
Yeah.
It's dark.
I'm saying with dark girls, you don't see that shit.
What the fuck did I walk into?
Oh, I see. So you're saying on lighter skin chicks, you sort of see the darkness. Is that just years of shit stain?
Yeah.
That's what I imagine it is, right?
Apollo has a bit about that. He's like, it's like a coffee filter or whatever.
Yeah. What is
that? Nick, you're Apollo. I can't do Nick.
Shannon. Shannon, can we see your asshole?
Like a fucking asshole.
Yes, yeah.
Shannon, let us see your asshole and let us. Do you have any problems with your asshole?
I feel like Shannon is a real dirty.
No, I bet you Shannon.
Pristine.
You think
Shannon's asshole is goddamn pristine. I guarantee it.
I mean, it looks like a pink Cheerio.
Out of the fucking Shannon Lee Hire playbook to keep her asshole really pretty and clean. I bet you. Shannon, hold on. Put some sexy music on while you describe your asshole to us.
Yeah, what kind of maintenance are you doing?
Please.
Oh,
it's time for Shannon talk.
Time for Shannon's asshole.
Yeah.
Tell us, Shannon. Gas Digital Network.
Live.
What do you think, Shannon?
It is very clean.
How do you know?
Yes. Because, well, I will say, especially with my vegan diet, like, I don't have a lot of issues in anything bad. So it's clean. I've never had any issues, knock on wood.
Do you like getting your ass eaten?
Yes,
What were you about to say?
I don't think
What the fuck were you about to say?
What do you think I was about to say?
That you've never had your asshole eaten?
I don't think so. Like,
Shannon, you've never even received oral sex then.
Wow.
You've never even received oral
that's
sex.
What I was going to say. Like, if it accidentally...
Accidentally.
Accidentally eats ass?
I pulled your ankles together and I lick your asshole like you're a like baby in a bathroom at an amusement park. Are you out of your fucking mind, Shannon?
Wait, what are you doing to babies in an amusement park?
Yeah, wow, what the fuck was
shit,
that?
Action Park was
Action
fucking
Park
lit.
Was awesome.
Woody Allen Park, over
here. Yo, Action Park was hella lit, y'all. Little
coaster.
Babies getting their asses eaten.
This is Epstein's Island.
Doggy, you know what I mean. Shannon, you've never had your asshole eaten? And the guy never just put you on your tummy and said, hey, baby.
No.
Enjoy this TV show. And just
no.
Do whatever you want. I'll be licking your ass.
That's wild. That's a wild thing, Shannon.
You've never had like an accidental, you're like, ooh, that's a...
Yeah, but that's what I was saying. Like accidentally or in the other stuff, but okay. not independently just that, no.
Would you ever eat a guy's ass?
I don't know. I haven't. And like, I can imagine if...
I've had my asshole eaten.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I liked it a lot.
Yeah, because you're a fag.
But...
Faggy snake, eat my ass, Action Park.
No, my problem is that I feel so bad for the woman having to put her...
Your asshole's probably ridiculously dirt.
It's truly a nightmare.
Yeah, like, but after a shower, nice Dove bar.
No, a shower doesn't do anything to his asshole.
You got like 2 minutes.
I feel like your ass is hairy.
It's fucking disgusting.
I feel like you don't even wipe.
Every time. You got a bidet.
I use a bidet. It's clean as fuck.
Yeah. Well, that thing eats your ass.
Because I bidet. Yeah. But no, I.
You ever jerk it while the bidet hits you in the hiney?
No, that's wild. That's okay. Gay.
That's my first. When I get a bidet, that's going to be the first thing I do.
He goes, that's gay as fuck.
How is that?
His videos of making out with Big J. He's like, that's gay as fuck.
Jerk it off while a stream of water is. Yeah. Shooting into your asshole.
What's gay about
that's gay.
It's nature.
That's gay.
That's water
not
your ass.
Nature.
That's nature.
It's fresh water hitting your
nowhere
ass.
Nowhere that happens wild. In nature.
How is it gay? I'm not watching RuPaul while it happens. It's just fucking water hitting my little hiney. Yeah,
it's too much.
So who ate your ass? She must have been a real fucking... Was it your baby
girls.
Mama, was it?
I've had a few girls eat my ass.
Oh, yeah? And yeah. Do you ask them to do it, or they just voluntarily just
I've had a couple girls
fucking...
that are into eating ass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, All right.
I feel like Zach's ass is cleaner than yours.
No, no.
No, Zach is in
imagine
a
eating Zach's
state
ass
of fucking of chili dog farts.
Yeah, there's nothing.
You know what we should do? Oh. If Figs wants his own show, he should eat Zach's ass.
Bend over, Zach.
God hates Figs.
I'm licking that ass. I'm eating that ass.
You ever eat ass and then like you kind of smell shit right before you're about to eat it? You kind of smell a little, you know, a little bit.
Yeah, but
yeah, but you're in the heat of the moment.
Yeah,
it doesn't stop you.
The problem is like when you go down there, like, you know, I mean, how good is your sense of smell that you could really tell the differences between all of the
sweat and sex, and
sweat, pussy, sex, thigh meat, chafing,
yeah,
blood,
baby powder,
blood,
baby.
Powder. And we're canceled.
Powder, guys. Powder.
Baby powder. Talcum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a little shit smell. There's a difference between like shit smell and ass smell, I think.
I feel like Figs has the cleanest ass hair.
You think
no,
so?
No. Every time I wash my ass, hairs come out. Is that normal? Every time I clean my ass, I just pull a bunch out. I keep pulling it. So hopefully one day I want to have a nice ass with no hair.
Right. Why don't you just get it waxed?
I'm really a fucking half a gay. What the fuck's wrong with you? We're getting wet. A little bidet is all right, but go to a fucking some Russian chick. Bend over. Time to wax the ass.
See, Lewis is the kind of guy when he hits a dog, he's like, you stick the thumb in the ass, right? You do all that shit. Thumb in the ass.
A little thumb in the ass?
Yeah,
if it won't let go, yeah. That's what you gotta do.
I can see that.
Oh, while you're banging.
Yeah, while you're banging.
Oh, I thought you were saying if your dog is attacking another human at the dog park.
In her ass, but you put your thumb on her ass, like the button on a recorder.
Yeah,
or like a bowling ball. Seal it.
Yeah,
my problem with the thumb in the ass, because I'll do a finger in the ass once in a while, like while she's on top, you do a finger. Well, you grab her ass cheeks, you put the finger right up the ass. Mm-hmm. Just let her be like, hey, I got you. Relax, you're not going nowhere.
Yeah, it's all about the little the nerve endings, just stimulating the nerves.
The thumb, I use my thumb too much, so I'm always imagining that there's shit underneath my thumbnail. You need your thumb for almost every activity.
That's true.
What about feet? I love feet. You like feet?
We've talked a lot about feet on the show recently, so I won't get into my... But how do you feel about feet?
I love feet. I'm very, very. I love a woman's foot. Very sexy. I love nail polish. I love heels. I love foot fetish is top. Foot fetish, tits, ass. That's my rank. Foot
what if she's got no feet?
Sorry, honey. It ain't happening.
You would. That would be enough for you to walk away?
She's not got no her. Fucking fear.
Thank you.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'd take her out to dinner, but then I'd be like, all right.
And then you'd leave her there.
Yeah, sorry. I'm taking your roller skates, bitch.
Wait, so you couldn't foot the bill.
Got him. Wait, so did you like it when they ate your ass?
Yeah, I loved it. But I can't get over the fact. What's your problem, Andre?
It's more that like
it's
you
supposed
can't
to feel good,
eye.
Andre. Don't tap me. I'm the one who's getting hydro pumped in the ass, and you're tapping me like everything's okay. I like a little something on the butt.
They say that's the male G spot, the ass.
It's supposed to be inside.
I think it's the dick. I don't know if the ass is the G spot.
No, my G spot's in my throat, right there, right in the back of my throat, like deep throat. that's how I come. Yeah. Do my girl when I was fucking her recently? I don't know what the fuck
Who's
was going through her head. Her name's Karen Margolis.
I know her. You know, I knew that.
Yeah, we both knew that.
I just want to hear you say it.
When I was fucking her, dude, she's
hot.
She is hot, but she put her fingers in my mouth and started fingering me.
Yeah,
in my throat.
Suck her fingers. Oh,
and she started fingering my throat. I was like, "What do you think is going on here? Why do you think that this would be something that would be sexy in the middle, like?" Like, you're trying to put a cock down my throat. Why would this be... This isn't... Like, if she just put her fingers on my mouth, let me, like, lick her fingers. You know, I understand. But she... Like, her thing was like, let me fucking, like...
Jam it in there.
Was Mankind's move?
The mandible claw.
She mandible clawed me in the middle of sex. Yeah. She put a sock on her hand.
Mr. Socky, please come out. I'm gonna come, Gomez.
Doggy, that shit was wild. I was like, what are you doing? I didn't say anything. I was like in the middle. I was like,
okay,
this is missionary?
I pulled her hand out of my mouth. I was like,
this is missionary?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did she want saliva? Was she trying to feel your tongue or was she trying to like gag
She was it? Trying to finger my throat. I think she got confused. I don't know what happened.
Guys, like, baby, what do you got? Bulimic models? She's like, let me fucking make it throw up. There's a couple pounds over here.
Throw it up. We're going to binge eat after
this. How's the sex with Karen? I feel like it's pretty good.
None of your fucking business.
You just told me the finger in the throat.
He just kept getting deeper and deeper.
You're weirdo. The finger in the throat, and now I'm asking
I'm telling
too much.
You a weird little fucking moment. I'm not yeah, going like, that's fucking was, great, dude. I tapped that shit.
I was taken aback that you gave her name and told the story in that order. Yeah. That was vaguely disrespectful. Really,
they know who she is.
Yeah, I know who she is. Louis, it's good to be Eskimo brothers. Louis, listen. Why are we laughing?
Who hasn't fucked it?
You, me, and Kurt. Listen. Everything in Sherrod. No, I'm just kidding.
No, she's never been with the black, thank God.
Okay. So
I couldn't look in her eyes.
So right. She has been with Sherrod.
Well, Louis, what size is your penis, Louis? Just tell everybody.
Well, she's like a good dick. She's like a good dick. She's smart.
No, she's a piece. She's hot.
She's thanks, hot, man.
Yeah, you always take down hot chicks, man.
No, do you think I would ever date a non-hot chick?
Somehow, even when Louis you were fat, you fucking hot chicks. You got
somehow.
Hot chicks.
Somehow, it's the sales technique.
Somehow,
it's the confidence.
It's the sales confidence. Techniques.
We all got hot
the sales
chicks.
Techniques,
got confidence.
The sales techniques do work.
Yeah, I treat women like sales technique. I do the same thing. I never ask questions. I don't go, hey, you want to hang out? I go, let's hang out Thursday. Or I go, well, we'll hang out Thursday.
Good sales technique.
I go, let's hang out Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday or Monday or Tuesday.
Or I'll go, let's hang out Friday or Saturday because you're basically saying yes or yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Say, yeah, what day is better for you, Friday or Saturday?
Yeah, because it's a yes
it's
or
a,
yes.
It's a witch. It's called a witch close. W-H-I-C-H. Yeah.
All
witch
about
close.
These sales.
Yeah. Like but also, when you're dealing with a chick, the best thing to do is just to ask questions. When you're having a conversation, you're at dinner with her, just keep on asking her questions. Just keep on going.
Communication.
Keep on going. And then all of a sudden, you know every single thing about her so you can better manipulate her into the bedroom.
And then you have nothing else to talk about ever for the rest of your life.
Yeah. She knows nothing
heard,
about you.
You've heard her five stories.
Well, that's the problem is when you start dating a chick, the first few times you go out, it's like, you're like, dude, I'm having these great conversations.
Yeah. Yes.
It's because you're letting it all out. Mm. After like a month, my chick's like, she's like, we don't talk anymore. I was like, we know it all. We've gotten there. We've gotten through every bit of information.
Now you gotta do crowd work. It's gotta be crowd. You gotta be good at crowd work.
You gotta improvise with my girlfriend.
You gotta
now.
Improv.
Awful.
You gotta, you know.
I don't know about you, but I feel like it's comics.
That's what I tried to tell her another story, and she started fingering my throat. She's like, please shut the fuck up.
No, but I kill it on first dates. I don't know about you. Like, first dates, I fucking murder.
Oh, it's the best.
Fucking, you know what I mean?
Because you're confident. First dates are supposed to be like, you want the seafood? Like, you're supposed to be awkward, but because we're comics, we're like, hey, get whatever you want.
Get whatever you want.
Get whatever you want. Do I know the restaurant guy?
Because you work there.
Yeah. I'm like, get whatever you want. I'll be right back. I got five tables. Hold on.
I mean, this person in the fucking chat right now is about to get banned. So
why? What happened?
One white guy corrected me. He's like, it's an alternate choice close, dumbass. Because I called it a witch close.
Oh.
It's called a fucking witch close, you fucking dork loser bitch. Don't fucking tell me, like, you fucking know more than me, you fucking motherfucker. One more word, one white guy. One more fucking word. I dare you. I get it, bitch.
Say.
Why don't you fucking Google things before you just start writing the fucking dumbass alternate choice clause? Maybe there's more than one name for it, you fucking jerk off, asshole, fucking jerk off.
Cocksucker.
Fucking furious. It makes me so angry. Say something. I dare you. I dare you. Oh, I will ban him. This will be the last thing I do. I got a minute left in the show. Go ahead, bitch. Go ahead. Which day do you want to be back allowed in the chat, Monday or Tuesday?
Well, that's a tight all ship. Right. I don't know. I feel like dad just hit mom at the dinner table.
I know, Fucking dad's swinging right now.
Fuck just happened.
Jesus. Dylan, everyone that is saying anything negative about me right now is banned. Anybody.
If it's the last thing you
one
do, Dylan.
One fucking person.
This is my last day. I don't give a fuck. Can I start banhammering it?
You can start banhammering.
All right, I'm done.
You can start banhammering.
Fuck you, fuck Bam. You, fuck you, fuck you're you. Cool, fuck you, fuck you.
Now do black voice.
Yeah, fuck you, homie, fuck you, homie, fuck you, homie. Homie, you're cool, fuck you, homie.
You aight, you aight.
I think the Snyder Cut was actually pretty okay, but other than that,
you aight.
All right, let's fucking rock. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. Don't actually start banning people, Dylan. He's actually going to ban people right now. You saw him, he wanted the opportunity.
One last grasp of power.
We will be deciding who the new producer is next week. We're going to be trying out some new producers. I know a few people have already expressed interest. Shannon, who's expressed interest?
Irish Joey and Paco are the emails I've got.
Irish Joey and Asian Paco?
Yeah.
Love it.
God.
We'll see what happens.
That sucks.
Wait, what?
So you don't got any other emails? You're replacing Dylan.
Can only be better.
So we'll try. Maybe we'll try each one out in the second chair next week. I know there was a third person interested as well.
I didn't get a third email.
Can I say something? Let me make this very clear. Harrington was going to just get the job. It was just going to be Harrington. I was saying, you know what? Harrington's been around for a long time. I work with him on a lot of shows. I think he could do second chair well enough. But then Harrington didn't show up for the mine and Ralph's meeting. The day we were going to tell him that he was getting hired essentially full time to come as a Real Ass Podcast producer. We're going to reintegrate him into the entire fucking... I want to send him this clip. We're going to
here. He was here somewhere.
Can somebody let Harrington know what was going to happen?
Is that him?
No.
His child just finished his podcast. He could just finish his Fortnite podcast.
So when you're in Tomato Town, make sure to loop.
It's only James.
Yeah, fuck you, Freehand. It's always listening to Holy James.
So you were going to give the Harrington the job. Why again?
Because he works
seniority,
hard.
Right.
He's been around for a long time. I know that he's passionate.
I have the same qualifications for the writing job.
Well, it's not a writing job. This is a production job. This is different.
It's the same,
is different.
But it's a job on the same podcast.
It's not the same.
But it's a job on the podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
But the point is, Harrington didn't show up for his meeting.
I show up for my meetings.
Bring him in for a second.
There he is.
Hey.
There he is.
Hey, Mike. They're looking good.
What's going on, guys?
I'm just letting everyone know that you were going to take over Dylan's position in this show as a producer. You were going to until you didn't show up for the meeting with me and Ralph.
Okay.
That's a very real thing.
Okay.
Why is that a big deal he didn't show up?
Yeah, you kicked him in his balls.
How many other meetings has he showed up for?
It's the one meeting. It's the one meeting that we call. We don't call any other meetings.
There's like three a year.
Yeah. But, and I bet you he didn't show up for the last one.
But he's running 18 shows.
Is that what you think Harrington is?
Yeah. Me and Harrington look like...
He's very busy. While he's here,
you're a SoundCloud rapper with your two fucking
Harrington
Duck Dynasty.
You think I should get the writing job?
He doesn't write anything.
He should hire me for the writing job, right?
There's not even a writing job anymore right now.
What? What the fuck did I come here for?
I got my own show in April, so I'm not going to say anything, Andre. You're on your own, Pappy. Sorry.
You're up shit's creek.
None of this is real. You can all just do what you want to do.
I'm going to head out of here, guys. I love you. Take care. MikeFakes.com.
You don't need me to give you a podcast. It's a podcast. All you got to do is press record on your phone. You got a podcast.
No.
If you press record on his phone, you're the producer of his podcast.
Are you looking for a producer?
I think I'm going to have one assigned to me. Next one. I don't want to say anything, Mike. I'm doing really good right now. I'm just going to be quiet.
Harrington looks like Bradley Cooper in American Sniper right now. He's got that very serious. Come on, tell him I should get the writing job.
If you would have showed up for the meeting with me and Ralph, that would have been not even a debate. But now, what?
That would be a step backwards. I've already been the producer of Real Ass Podcast. I'm now doing other things in my life, and I'm not going to do something I've already done. That's crazy.
He thinks making more money and being on bigger shows with more responsibility is a step back. This is why he's at where he's at in his life. I want to point this out.
What he's saying is, I already hit it.
Hit it.
Quit it.
And he knows the pussy ain't that good. Hire me for the writing job. I need the money.
All right, get out.
I want Nate back so bad. I dream about
Paco's Nate. Awesome. Paco's Irish Joey's awesome. Yeah. There was a third person interested in the job.
I didn't get another email, and that person then didn't follow directions, so I'm already giving them one strike.
One strike.
You know what? What's his name?
Paco.
Don't fall for it. Lewis says you're awesome in the beginning. He's going to start abusing you like fucking Dylan towards the end.
No, Paco's too good.
Yeah.
We will not abuse Paco.
He's from Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Why is Paco too good? Because he's not you, Dylan. That's why. He's the opposite of you.
Paco's going to take the job. He's going to be doing those Hawaiian chants.
Paco's here for the right reason.
Ooh, Salah!
Sir, you're at a baptism.
I don't know why they call Hawaiian savages. Spam hanging out of their mouths.
I just licked the mic 15 times.
Bemudi lelaka. You're banned from the chat.
All right. Look, we're going to be back next week. We're going to try out different second chair producers on the show. We will figure out who is best suited to produce this show. I'm looking for segments. I'm looking for bits. I'm looking... God, so try out for the producer. Do you want to be
a
producer? Exactly.
I could do it if I wanted. You don't think I could hit record? What the fuck? You don't think I could Google shit? Fucking, whoa.
I got Pro Tunes.
I got talent.
Stop, rewind, fast forward. It's like an answering machine.
I'm talented.
Right. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys very much. We'll be back on Monday with another great show. Thank you to Dylan, guys. Yes. Shout out to Dylan for fucking me. Dylan's last episode. We love you, buddy.
Great work.
I didn't say get on my girl. Look how excited he is about being
I can't say I'll go fucking goodbye, you piece of shit.
Go ahead.
Should come in there and kiss you. All right. Just go follow me on my shit if y'all want to. Honestly, that's all I wanted to do. Yeah, fuck y'all. Thanks for it's been a good year. I didn't think it would be this fun, but I appreciate
it. Check out
everyone.
Dylan's podcast as Dylan's well.
Podcast, the cartoon.
Doped
thing.
Up, baby.
Doped out
and
with
dying.
Dylan.
Yeah, dude.
And that's that. We're out.
Later.
What about God? He can't have the last word on any episode ever. Thank you. Goodbye.